Chapter 2. Con flies to Gotham as surreptitiously as possible, meaning as thoroughly concealed by the smog and cloud cover as possible. Which, given the amount of smog and cloud cover, usually works out pretty well for him. Today's definitely no less cloudy than usual, and he's landing in the marina in no time. Well, specifically, he's landing in a subtle, little, out-of-the-way corner of the marina that Tim's previously pointed out to him, where his neighbors probably won't notice either a Superboy or a Wonder Girl coming down. Probably. It's whatever. If they notice, Con'll handle it. Not like he's not used to lying to Gothamites about what the fuck he's doing in their city, and why they shouldn't flip the bat signal over it, after all. Not that said lies always keep the bat signal from getting flipped, but still, it's been like 50-50. Well, 60-40. Maybe 70-30. Con waits till nobody's immediately around and super speeds his ass across the dock to Tim's houseboat. There's an unnecessary amount of security on the thing because Tim is a paranoid little freak and a half, and every single bat alive is literally made of trust issues. But he already knows there's nothing that'll clock him on the deck. Well, nothing aggressive anyway. This ain't his first bat rodeo and all that. He punches in the code for the lock on the door, and the code for the other lock on the door, and the code that'll keep the needles covered in neurotoxin from spraying in his face when he opens said door. They wouldn't actually hurt him, obviously, but Tim would get annoyed if he wasted them. He seriously wonders how the guy was ever under the impression that Bernard didn't know he was a superhero. But he guesses it's possible Tim assumed his boy toy thought he was, like, somebody's evil henchman or a merc or something. Or just literally insane. Whichever. And it is Gotham. The door swings open. Con very carefully steps on the correct floorboard, and then he slips inside and heads down into the bowels of the boat. Or whatever the inside of a houseboat is called. It's a little cluttered down here, but not quite a mess. And Con's been here as many times as Tim's been willing to let him, but still not nearly often enough. He has an odd, random thought of just staying for once, and isn't quite sure where it came from. Which, well, he's staying for the weekend at least, right? Assuming the world doesn't try to end again, anyway. So maybe not so random. Sometimes Con really does want to just hang in Gotham with Tim until Batman runs him out of town, but he never pushes it that far. He doesn't want to deal with the fallout or with Tim coming up to him and telling him he's being too much or too needy or just fucking weird or, well, yeah. Con cracks into Tim's fridge and steals a can of Zesty. He's a little more of a soder guy, at least lately, but it tastes better coming out of Tim's fridge anyway. It makes him feel kind of like a normal guy who just goes over to his normal buddy's places to do normal things, whatever those are, and has normal permission to just rifle through their normal food and take whatever. Technically, Con has permission in the sense that Tim's never rigged the Zesty to explode in his face, but he's never actually explicitly asked. He wasn't really sure if that was one of those things that normal people ask, or one of those things that normal people just do. And now it's a little too late to check, so Con's life experience has been fucking weird and wildly varied and stupidly fragmented, and generally speaking, he just begs forgiveness rather than ever ask permission. He's a grown-ass clone. He can do that. Okay, he's technically only physiologically a grown-ass clone, but also he's arguably over 1,000 years old, or maybe more like 4 or 5, so whatever. Being a super clone is weird and confusing, and his point stands. Con sips his stolen Zesty and wanders around the boat, idly avoiding assorted traps and tripwires. He doesn't go into the bedroom, although it's kind of tempting to just go wait in there, possibly without the company of any clothes. he wants to talk to Tim at least a bit before they go full long weekend on this situation, though. And also, like, meet Bernard as an actual person and not just a voice over the phone or that one random disgustingly cute couple selfie that Tim had very dorkily and shyly and grudgingly shared in the group chat the last time Bart had actually won a bet against him. That stupid selfie was adorable. Con had absolutely saved it and is not a weirdo who just randomly looks at it sometimes. There's a lot of stuff like that on his phone, all right? He's got a whole folder of shit to look at when the world sucks. Most of it's crypto being dumb and sweet, or the team messing around and being silly together, or stuff like that. The one disgustingly cute Tim and Bernard selfie is a mere footnote in that folder. But it is in that folder. Like, of course it is. Con thinks about pulling out his phone and looking at that picture again. He's aware it's a weird thought to be having right now, though, so he doesn't act on it. Con operates on instinct a lot, but he doesn't necessarily trust all his instincts, given his thoroughly fucked up socialization experience and random mind control triggers and the biological influence of a certain gene donor who shall not be named. Con hears a pair of accelerated heartbeats approach the boat and feels two people step onto and hurry across the deck above. One's footsteps significantly louder than the other's. He hears a lot of buttons get pushed. Then the door at the top of the stairs yanks open, and he glances towards it. Either Tim or a very convincing evil doppelganger of Tim is standing framed in the doorway, looking very slightly flustered and just barely winded. Bernard is clustered up behind him and laughing, and much more winded himself. "Well, that's flattering." "Hey there," Con says and grins up at them. "We need to establish boundaries, hard no's, and safe words," Tim says immediately. Absolute freak that he is. Con is not even slightly surprised. "God, you really do just look like that, huh?" Bernard marvels, his eyebrows shooting up. He's even cuter when he's not being a cell phone pick, and especially cuter when Con's being gay. Unsurprisingly, Con figures. "I always assumed a whole lot of really skilled Photoshop was involved in you, or at least a whole lot of real good makeup and real precise angles." "He's annoyingly photogenic, actually. You don't even have to try to make him look good," Tim informs him resignedly. "So you can imagine how he looks when you do try." "That's a terrifying thought," Bernard says approvingly. "Safe words, huh?" Con says, as he sets aside his mostly empty zesty, not even pretending not to be preening under the compliments. "So he's easy. At least he's self-aware." "That sounds promising." "You were talking about some guy putting you in a collar and keeping you as a pet," Tim says flatly. "We definitely need safe words. I might get carried away." "Promises, promises," Con hums, tucking his hands into his jacket pockets and sauntering towards the bottom of the stairs with a wolfish grin that he may or may not have learned from an actual wolf. Like, just speaking of certain beast men that he's known and all. "I told you, I was feral then. You know I'll be a good boy for you, Rob." "Oh, we've sure gotten ourselves into something here, huh, babe?" Bernard says with a delighted grin as Tim puts a hand over his face and just sort of exhales in that one specific way that he does when it's all going to shit in a fight or on a mission, and he just needs to steady himself for that 1 second before the doors blow in. Con likes that, he thinks. He really likes that, actually. "Are you sure about this, Con?" Tim asks evenly. "As sure as I am that you two should come the fuck down here and let me get my hands on you already," Con replies in a purr, grinning at them both as he tips his sunglasses back into his hair. "I mean, I can reach you with my TTK, But that never feels quite as personal, you know? They can always talk later, really. Fuck, Tim says, very carefully and very clearly. Then he stalks down the stairs like he's in a cape, and Bernard shuts the door and re-rigs the security system and follows after him. And Con doesn't even get the chance to lean forward before Tim's grabbing his hips and yanking him there. Con is perfectly happy to go. Safe word first if you have one, Tim says. Or we can just use traffic lights. Red means stop, yellow means proceed with caution, green means go. Is there anything we definitely shouldn't do or say? Con leans down and kisses him. Like, the other stuff is important, and he'll get to it in a second, but getting to kiss Tim, of all people, is way more important than anything else. Tim clearly agrees, since he digs his fingers into his hips and kisses back. Con winds his arms around his neck and resists the urge to completely envelop him in his TTK, since that's probably one of those boundary things they're gonna need to discuss. Con's never actually kissed another guy before, but it doesn't feel as weird as he might have expected it to, and frankly, he's finding himself to be pretty impressed with Tim as a first contender. Like, Tim is apparently very good at kissing. He's careful, and he's thorough, and he is fucking dedicated to the fucking process. He knows exactly how to move his lips and exactly how much to use his tongue and exactly when to bring in his teeth and exactly how to make Khan's entire useless excuse for a brain melt out his goddamn ears with just the tiniest little well-timed nip to his lower lip. It's seriously all Khan can do just to keep up with the bastard. Nice, he thinks, with a great deal of slightly dizzying feeling, digging his fingers in against Tim's back as they press their bodies closer together and try to eat each other alive. Very nice. Okay, wow, Bernard says, watching them intently and sounding a bit impressed himself. So you two have done this before. Tim, babe, I am hurt that you never previously mentioned making time with Superboy toy, and I demand all the dirty details. We haven't, Tim rasps, pulling back just enough to speak and staring at Con's mouth as he does. Con has a weirdly hard time trying to look away from his eyes, so doesn't actually bother to try all that hard to. Done this before, I mean. Well, I very definitely can't tell, Bernard says. Like, holy shit, you guys. Con is vaguely aware that it's talking time right now, but he just really wants to kiss Tim some more. So he leans forward just a little bit and tell me your safe word, Tim orders lowly, tightening his grip on Con's hips again. 13, Con replies reflexively, because he can't ignore that tone of voice from Robin. He doesn't usually do all that much stuff that requires a safe word, but, well, yeah, sometimes he does. So he has one. Honestly, he'd do that kind of stuff a lot more, probably. He just doesn't like doing it with people he doesn't know very well, he guesses. Although, that's obviously not going to be a problem right now. There are very, very few people that Con knows as well as he knows Tim. If you can't speak for some reason, but you need to safe word, just tap one of us 3 times, Tim says. Got it? Yeah, Con says. What's, your word? We use cleek, Tim says, or traffic lights, whichever, and the taps if we're nonverbal. Okay, Con says with a careful nod as he files the information away and represses the urge to either lick his lips or just kiss Tim again after all. A hard nose? No serious injury, Tim says. No humiliation or degradation. No scat or water sports. No choking, Bernard puts in. And no age play or blindfolds. What about you? Tim asks, while Con's still processing how quick and matter-of-fact they both just answered that, and how weirdly fucking hot it was. Just really weirdly hot, yeah. No medical shit, he says carefully, not quite flexing his fingers against Tim's back. Nothing like a lab. Not gonna call anyone any variant of daddy. And don't call me kid or pup. Okay, Tim agrees. Anything you especially like or want to do? I don't know, Con says, and then attempts to say, just tell me when I'm doing okay at something. But can't even slightly get the words out. That, well, maybe later he can say that, he thinks to himself. Just eventually, maybe. I'm not the picky type. I just want us all to get off and have a good time. Is oral on the table? Tim asks. Sure, Con replies with a shrug. Although, I haven't actually gone down on anyone with a cock before. I don't really know how good at it I'll be. So, like, yeah, might need a couple of tips there when it's my turn. Oh, shit, you're like half virgin, aren't you? Bernard says, like it's a realization. And Con blinks at him in bemusement. No, he says, more than a little confused by where the guy got that idea from. Definitely not a virgin, man. I popped my cherry the first chance I got. No, like, sorry. I just mean you've never sucked cock and you've probably never bottomed before. Bernard clarifies, waving a hand between them. Although, maybe I'm making some assumptions about the kind of girls you've known or what you do in the privacy of your own bedroom. So, have you? Oh, that, Con realizes himself. Yeah, no, never gotten pegged or anything like that. Or used any toys that way myself, either. Ugh, Tim says. I now very, very desperately want to change that fact, Bernard says. Or watch Tim change that fact. Or both of those things, either subsequently or simultaneously. Would that be okay, Con? Tim asks carefully. Con pauses and just sort of processes that idea a bit. Somehow the idea of getting fucked that way hadn't really occurred to him as an option that might be on the table here, even with the way the conversation was just going, and also the fact that it should have been an obvious possibility anyway, considering. Well, he is kind of stupid sometimes. Con says, feeling weirdly hot under the collar as he tries to picture Tim getting up between his thighs like that, and not sure if his immediate internal reaction is just him being a fucking horn dog and a half, or something to blame on the existence of pink kryptonite. Actually, yeah, yes, please? Ugh, Tim says, and immediately surges in and yanks him down into another kiss. Con has absolutely no problems with this turn of events and no desire to do anything but kiss him back. Your fucking suit is too fucking tight, Bernard mutters, with absolutely no trace of a complaint in his voice. Con thinks irrationally of that fond tone the guy had used with Tim before, and really wants to hear it again. I think if we actually get you hard enough to play with, your presumably invulnerable dick is gonna tear right through it. That has almost never happened, Con manages breathlessly, and Tim groans into his mouth. You're a brat and a bastard, Tim growls. Con bites his lip and presses in closer to him, and Bernard steps around his back and presses up close to him, covering Tim's hands with his own, where they're gripping Con's hips. Con is perfectly aware that he likes to be sandwiched between attractive people. That fact about himself is in no way new knowledge, but fuck, he really likes that. A lot. One more thing, real quick. Can I use my TTK for this, or should I, like, keep a lid on that kind of thing? He asks quickly before his fucking useless brain can actually melt out of his ears, trying not to make the question sound as vulnerable as it feels. It's not that he minds not using his TTK, just, it's a little weird sometimes. Makes him feel like he's not all there and not fully safe. Makes it hard to relax. To let go. The TTK's fine by me, yeah, Tim says, And Con relaxes a little after all. Okay, that'll help. Even if Bernard's not cool with it touching him. TDK? What's that involve? Bernard asks curiously. His fingers lace through Tim's and brush Con's hips. They are incredibly, incredibly distracting fingers.
Oh, it's tactile telekinesis, Con says. So it's like a contact-based telekinetic field that I can manipulate with my mind, basically. People usually tells me it feels like there's a real heavy coat around them. So it can get a little suffocating, I guess.
Like, how heavy a coat are we talking here? Bernard asks, frowning consideringly.
Con says, honestly, I have no idea. My concept of heavy is seriously not universal. I could show you.
Yeah, okay, Bernard says.
Okay, Con says,
and very carefully wraps him up in it. Bernard blinks, tilts his head, blinks again.
Too weird? Con asks,
repressing a reflexive wince. And Bernard just makes a strange little noise and then absolutely fucking melts against his back.
Just follow me around and do this for the literal rest of my fucking life, please?
He groans feelingly. And Tim laughs.
Bernard has a bit of a thing for weighted blankets, he says, with barely repressed amusement. A big thing. So you're probably good to go, Con.
I think this is actually heavier than my good blanket, Bernard says, squeezing Tim's hands and by default Con's hips in an impressively flustering way. Like, way heavier. Oh my God. Man, you and your TTK thing had better be cuddlers once it's afterglow time, or I'm gonna fucking sulk.
We could possibly be persuaded.
Con gets out, just a touch hoarsely, feeling a little weird and heated over the idea that Bernard is not only cool with the TTK, but actually, like, likes it. Bernard trails his impressively flustering fingers down over the backs of Tim's knuckles, down lower over Con's hips. Con tries not to press into the point of contact quite that easily, but absolutely does. Bernard pauses, then tilts his head again. Wait, he says, pressing his fingers in a little tighter against Con's hips. Is this like a sexy invitation thing, or do you seriously just not wear underwear under your superhero suit?
No, Con says, glancing back over his shoulder at him. Panty lines are a thing, dude. Con, have you literally never worn underwear in the entire time I've known you, aside from during the jeans phase? Tim asks in a weird voice. I mean, pretty much, yeah, Con says, flicking his eyes back to him. He kind of assumed that was a thing Tim had already noticed. World's second greatest detective and all. Usually didn't even then. I didn't really have any, and I kept forgetting to buy it. And, like, I'm invulnerable, so chafing isn't really a thing, you know?
Don't you even wear a cup, though? Bernard asks incredulously.
Invulnerable, Con reminds him.
Ugh,
Tim says. You keep making that noise, Con observes.
Bed, Tim grits out tightly. Bed, Bernard agrees fervently.
Well, Con's not gonna argue.